right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
On this episode, we have our good friend of the show, Tracy Carnazzo. She's back. We discuss ignoring red flags, staying in abusive relationships, finally breaking up the cycle, body positivity, and make sure y'all sign up for the Patreon. Please support us on the Patreon. We need you. We can't keep doing this without your help.
Yeah, it's an amazing time. Tracy is always super fun and always always delightfully crazy. We love Tracy Carnazzo, and she tells us about the abusive relationship. And then we talk a little bit about Dante, what's going on with your personal life as well.
Yeah.
All that on the show, and then we go into super detail on the Patreon. So patreon.com/manschool202 if you want the bonus stuff, and it helps us keep doing the show. So.
You think you know about relationships, but you're wrong. Listen, there's no magic bullet. I'm teaching life skills.
Sick, you need medicine. It don't always taste good.
I'm ready to go.
But it'll get you better.
You
need this medicine.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna always taste good. But this is what
you gave
you
up very quickly.
Men and women.
On the enthusiasm. I'm good.
I was like, yeah. maybe not. Man.
I need to give up control. But only if you know how to drive.
Yeah.
This is about being the best you could ever be. Whoever you are. I don't care if you're a man, a woman, LGBTQ, space aliens.
I like your new character, Sleepy DJ.
I'll teach a hedgehog how to have a threesome.
What do you mean by that?
Look, you don't have to listen to me.
Just, throw your hands in there.
Shake him like you just don't.
Shake him like you just don't care.
GYBB.
Get your balls back. You know why? Because you know who I was? Before I was me, I was you.
It's cool. 202. Better hear what I've got to say because you won't get it again.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man.
I'm ready to
put
go.
Put your happiness first.
Yeah.
Because if you don't,
they won't. Ah, GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited. I almost sounded like a radio DJ when I did.
Nice.
Like morning radio. I was like, let me cut this. Check it out. What time? Good morning to all. And sound like a dickhead.
No, that's anyway. Fine. They have some enthusiasm.
Yeah. Fuck those guys.
Do those Hot 97 commercials again.
Yeah, I could. I could. When
2 for $5.
When I'm not, when I'm not taking my clothes off, I'm keeping my radio on Hot 97 Kiss FM. That was my bump. Anyway,
radio bump. Right.
How you doing? How you
I'm
ready to rock
great,
and roll?
Man,
man, we got a special guest. This is my girl. This is so appropriate.
Is it?
Yeah. We didn't introduce you yet. Shut up. You ready to rock and roll, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why you making faces? You don't like the sound or what?
It's too loud. It's too loud. I'm lowering it. That's all right. All right.
No, don't you touch my music again.
That's all right. It's just an audio medium. It's fine.
Nah, fuck that. you ready to rock? Let's get our girl in here. This young lady's been on the show and friend of the show and friend of mine and just dope. I feel like the show has helped her, too.
Yeah.
I feel like the show has helped her. So we wanted to have her back and kick. I don't even know if you knew that when you booked her.
That
what? That she's been going through a whole lot of shit.
Oh, I did.
Oh,
I did. Right, I saw her for 30 seconds.
Oh, so she told you the whole story.
Tracy clued me in on everything that went down.
Let's introduce her. Give it up for Tracy Carnazzo, y'all.
Thank you so much. Everyone's clapping.
Yeah.
It's
digital
so
claps in here. This is a high sedity. Other than the hole in the roof. Other than that, we're good.
I like it.
Yeah. How you doing, baby? It's good to see you.
I am so good.
I'm glad.
I'm happy. And I'm just happy to see you both.
That's
the two most handsome men in comedy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you went too far then.
No, I'm being honest.
Yeah. The most?
You,
yeah.
The most? I mean, it's not a high bar. Some of these people.
Who do you think that I could say is better looking than either of you? Honestly. In comedy.
I'll
very
go with
specifically
it. I'll allow it. I'll allow it. Let's see.
Go ahead. I'm here. I'm waiting
people?
For it.
Broussard's pretty good. Matthew Broussard is pretty
not
handsome.
My type.
You don't think he's handsome?
Not my
type. I mean, he's a fucking regular white dude.
Yes. Not my
chiseled
type.
Chiseled features, my friend. Those are good features.
No, he got a little clay face going on.
All right. Oh, interesting.
He's a good looking guy,
no,
but
he's extremely handsome, but that's like not my thing.
Okay. Tracy's eyes were the most handsome.
White Macy's model is not my thing.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Why am I trying to argue with you? Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. We'll take it.
I need a little bit more ethical, you know, like, I don't know, just...
Ethical or ethnical? What do you mean? Ethical?
Ethnical.
Ethnical.
Ethnical ambiguity. I was trying to use too many big words.
You just threw them all together?
Ethnic ambiguity is what you're going for, yeah.
You want
to I'm right up the alley.
You want a little brown in your coffee. Ethical. You know what I'm saying?
No, I want to do ethical ambiguity.
Ambiguity. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not even a word.
How to wrap it up.
Whatever. You like a little color. That's what you're saying.
A little bit. I mean, just, you know.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, come on. What good is the world black and white?
Right.
No, I don't like it. That's why I don't understand these, like when people are super racist. Like, even, like, you hate all Mexicans? Like,
did
even
you
Selma
see Selma Hayek, son? You don't want none of that?
Selma Hayek?
Really?
You're like, nah, I
send
don't
them
want
all
those.
Back?
I don't want those.
Put Selma Hayek in a cage? Come on now, stop.
I can't have all those curves. I want my women as flat as,
flat as the
plains
dog.
Of Kansas. Jesus. The way the Lord Jesus Christ intended it.
This corn everywhere you can see.
These bumps and round.
Oh, God.
Yeah, disgusting.
Anyway.
But Tracy last. All right, enough. So I saw Tracy, like I said, for 30 seconds.
Yeah, we caught up a little bit.
She informed me very quickly that I guess she's no longer
I'm
with
free.
her. She's a free agent.
Yeah.
Well,
Tracy's
here's
on the market.
Thing. Harry's in love.
Yeah.
Got his girl.
No,
and
I
shit.
Know.
So we don't really talk as much as we used to.
Oh shit!
Wait,
is she coming in between you guys?
No.
No, she doesn't come in between
okay.
us. But
yeah.
Uh huh.
Occupying too much of his time?
No. I think he's doing what he's supposed to do. He's this lady.
She's
he
wonderful.
Cares about her, she's wonderful. Yeah. He loves her. And
I do.
So what I'm saying is we just don't have hours and hours of idle time like we used to.
Right. That's not true, though.
So Dante used to be your girlfriend, and now you have an actual girlfriend.
No, I don't think that's true.
Yeah,
I don't
true.
Think that's true.
Were you guys in like a partnership?
If you're with your, Harry's my life partner.
Yeah,
we go insane. Antiquing sometimes. We used to, not anymore. Harry, you don't realize that we have less. We talk.
We
less.
We have talked less, but I think there was other things going on your end.
No, wasn't on my end.
No.
No, when I call you and you with your chick, I make a couple of jokes, bing, and then I'm out.
You pretend like you guys aren't together. You have to play it cool when you call him.
Well, I don't want her to get jealous.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
He's
no,
like, hey,
I mean,
Dante.
If he's with his, like,
I'm
how
with
rude is it that you're with your girl, you're spending time with your girl, and then you're fucking on the phone with me?
Well,
sure, I'm fucking entertaining as fuck.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I don't, we don't prolong it.
Sure.
Like,
no,
if I know you're with your girl, like, this is not a fuck on you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
This is just.
It feels like it is, though.
You think so?
From Tracy, you're an impartial observer.
I feel
how much
like
ethnibuity do you think is
this is not ethical, I'll tell you that
not
much.
Not ethical or
no okay. or ethnic. No. Either way.
I'm or ambiguity.
You need to leave all those words alone.
I graduated college with a 4.0. No one's gonna believe me after that intro,
no.
but
yeah.
It's true.
I think
listen, because you knew you saw the syllabus, you did what it said.
I did.
You got
which college though? Staten Island State? Where did you go?
Staten Island Community.
Community technical.
State. Relax.
Staten Island Community
S-I
Technical.
Community.
I got my my certificate in nurses aid.
Oh yeah. Well, you're just allowed to handle the Post-it notes, the neon Post-it notes.
I wipe things.
They sent her in to tell people, listen, you're going to calm down, otherwise we're calling the cops.
That's her specialty.
That is my specialty.
So, it's too loud out here, Tracy comes out.
Harry is, he's spending time with us, so if he's spending time, like we would be on the fucking phone aimlessly, just driving around, smashing people, you know, just...
Hey,
just
baby.
Shitting on people.
We
and
do, yeah.
What are you doing?
Looking at fat asses as we go. Whoa, what the fuck was
that? Now you're not allowed to look at any asses.
Well,
no, I am.
You're allowed to look.
We look together.
Okay, that's nice.
I got one that looks together. The key is getting one that looks together.
I like that.
That's what you got to do.
I'll always take
now,
a look.
You'll have to lose a couple when you look and they go, I don't want you looking at that. I go, well, this has been swell.
It's been, well, it's been swell. I never use swell ever.
Here's your hat. What's your hurry?
Wow. Is my dad here?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I thought he was dead. But
Or, you know, I mean, I know guys that get
Harry's
scared
channeling
when
your dad.
They get caught looking at pornography.
Why do they want to hit you? Stop trying to hit Tracy.
Just Tracy, though. I don't know what it is about her. It just makes me want to put my hands on her.
Oh, wow. You
to
and
teach
everyone
her
else.
A lesson. Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Well, we'll get to
Oops.
That.
My bad.
Oh, God, I'm so triggered.
Spoiler alert.
It's hard because Tracy is never triggered but triggered at the same time.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. That's a very... I like how you describe me constantly. Yeah. It's either extreme, both extremes.
Tracy's
at the same
one
time.
Of my favorite people in comedy.
And it also
really
your
really?
Least.
And No, not at all.
Okay.
I fear you somewhat, but in a loving way. No, I love Tracy.
Tracy's like my 27th favorite person.
Thank you.
It's not bad. There's a lot of people. There's
a lot of people
in comedy. And most of them stink and suck. Let's
27 is pretty
That's
high on the list.
High
if that
on
was,
the list.
If that was a vulture list.
I know hundreds of
I'll take 27.
Comics.
Yeah.
27 is pretty good, actually.
I like that. Thank you. Who's above me? Besides Harry, Avi.
I'm on there.
Harry's 28.
I'm on there a couple times. I was 27 until my chick got into the picture, apparently.
And you started cheating on me. Whatever. No, but we used to endlessly fucking just...
We could still do that. I think the hours are a little different on what's going on.
Well,
I think,
we're both trying to... We're trying to do better for the show, for the thing.
Yeah.
It's more work.
Yeah, and I got
We usually let this train run on its own. Just run...
We're trying to
be more... You know,
well, we want to make some money. We got a good product here.
Yeah, it's a really
one
good
of the
product.
Best shows in the biz.
True story.
We got a lot of people handing out frivolous relationship advice out there.
Just
people barely got pubes on their nuts.
Shout out to Yamanika.
Oh Jesus! You know, I wasn't gonna mention me.
Yeah, I
love Yamanika too.
What you need to do? He's a narcissist.
That's my favorite clip. Oh. I love Yamanika. I would not take relationship advice from Yamanika.
No.
But I love her as a comedian and as a friend. But if steer clear of the relationship advice. That's not in her wheelhouse.
It's like
eating the fish at a diner where
well,
there's no ocean.
Oh, dear.
Yamanika.
A landlocked diner.
Don't order catfish.
Love Yamanika, but Yamanika was a virgin until she was like 26.
Yeah.
And so all that preliminary, and this is so true. That preliminary banter that kids have, you're my girlfriend, check yes, check no, your first little crush, or if you don't have that stuff, you can't go from A to Z in relations. You gotta go from A to Z. If you don't have elemental PO,
right.
When you get to Z and you're in a relationship,
right, that's butt stuff, right?
Your boy, well,
that's,
could be.
Yeah, that's the B.
I'm quite sure
the B,
she's
Tracy.
There with that. That's not the point.
Yeah.
But you go back and you go, where's your element of P.O.?
Right.
And then you go,
if you're
I didn't.
At 26, you got to make up for lost time. You better be in a butt stuff
early
gotta,
on. You got to go all in.
You don't got a decade to experiment.
Cleveland steamer, everything. You got
to
go with
it. I don't think I have my LMNOPO today.
So you learn, you live and learn. Tracy's a fan of the show because I talk to Tracy, it's just while she's talking, I just feel like in my mind I picture the end of the world, like just flames,
dramatic,
tidal waves, just a lot. And she's like, "No, but I'm fine." And I'm like,
"I am. My world is constantly on fire.
Yeah,
and I'm just sitting very
calmly.
She would be playing a fiddle as Rome Byrne. She would be Nero.
She would listen to elevator music while not really playing a fiddle, but just maybe some Kenny G. Mm. Kenny G is the world.
That's an exact song from Kenny G. That's very good.
Thank you.
That's the one. That's going to be the one. Because last time we spoke with Tracy, she was in. I remember. This might not have been the first time
I
hung out with Tracy.
It was in my house.
The first time I don't know if this is the first time, but I do remember it was some company holiday party we were.
Oh, we had a good time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was.
And Tracy spent the night showing everybody at the Gas Digital holiday party, which was really fun. Showing everybody a video, a cell phone video, the ring cam video of her then boyfriend approaching the door, and I guess maybe hearing Tracy, or just before he goes into the door, puts the gun.
No, I wasn't
the
home.
Finger guns.
I wasn't even
you
home. That
even
was
home?
That was while we were at the party.
Right.
He came home.
Oh, he assumed you were home, though.
I guess he thought I was
so
home.
So he was preparing to go into the apartment. I guess he was so not wanting to
go
into the apartment.
To go in.
He just did the finger guns to the temple of his head.
He did.
you know, blew his
brains
out.
And he looked directly into the Ring camera. And, I mean, honestly, you could have gone to your mom's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that was your other option. You could have gone to your mother's house.
Yeah, but we don't want to do the, they don't want to hang out with that bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't blame him.
So, yeah, but it's, so Tracy was in this thing. And
it's a very toxic relationship.
Very toxic. Very toxic. Very unhappy. Very unfulfilling.
Yeah.
And yet you wouldn't leave.
Okay, but this is what I was thinking about. So I parked a few blocks away.
Okay.
And I got to walk, right? It's a very sunny, beautiful day out now. And I was like...
It's actually raining and it's pouring, but all right, whatever.
To me, it's sunny.
In your world.
Because it hides the tears.
I haven't seen anything. And I was walking and I was thinking, like, when I was in the middle of it, I was like, this is cool, right? This is okay? No?
What about all the times we literally said, this is not cool, Tracy. You need to not do this.
And I was like,
this.
I don't know. I don't think they get the whole picture. Yeah. Like, because sometimes he gives me nice hugs and they don't see that. They don't see the good stuff.
They don't see the good stuff,
they
right?
don't see the time he loaded the dishwasher.
Like, I had the a black eye. He got me ice,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come
the
on.
The one time,
the way,
yeah.
The time
yeah,
he loaded the dishwasher.
Yeah, you know, he did. He brought me to the hospital after my injury. No, I'm kidding. He would never do that.
He would never take the hospital. Not that he wouldn't injure.
He would let me bleed out. Yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't see it when I was in it.
What was the thing that made you not see it?
Trying to make it work. Because I felt like it would be my failure if it didn't work.
Okay, so where does that come from? Where does that thing... but is your mom that way or no?
Yeah, I guess I always just wanted to make my mom proud, right? So it's like...
Is she like, we'll have cake. Cake and coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. Delusion? Yeah.
Yeah, just be okay.
Denial? Delusion? Yes.
You thought you'd make your Italian mom proud by dating an abusive black man?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm so confused. Is that not good?
No. Listen, I don't have a problem. I'm just saying from an Italian perspective, I'm sure your mom was not...
No, the race was not the... And here's the thing.
She wasn't,
like,
racist going in?
No.
No? Oh, good for you.
The
lucky
race
you.
Was never the
never
problem.
Never the issue. Good.
It's never the
That's
problem.
Great.
It's
yeah, wonderful.
It's the personality.
Oh, the personality was certainly. Yeah, I mean that.
Yeah,
that's
the lack. The lack thereof.
Let's be honest; those blacks have awful personalities. So the black.
I'm not allowed to say that.
And they don't even know how to roll one eggplant rollatini.
What are you gonna do?
They can't do it.
I had
it's
to make
not in their
all
genes.
By myself.
It's the attitude.
It's
you
not
know?
In the genes. The muscles are too big for rolling the eggplant
it's
rollatini.
The hamstrings are too big.
All the muscles are
the
in the
big
hamstrings.
Black
and the
black bucks.
The quick
with
twitch.
The big black, the fast twitch.
The fast twitch.
How are you going to have a personality like that? You want touchdowns or you want personality?
That's true.
Anyway.
He had none of them. But
he had neither.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, I tried to weigh my options, right? And I was like, all right, so let's make the list. You know, you make the list, the good and the bad.
Yeah. Uh-huh. How was that good?
Nothing. There was nothing on it.
Nothing there,
and
on
then
it.
People are like, okay, all right, think about in the beginning. It was good in the beginning, right? I'm like, oh, no, it wasn't so good. It wasn't so good in the beginning. And they were like, all right, you're super attracted to him. I was like, no, nope, nothing. And then I was like, oh, shit, I think he's the worst at everything. And that made me sad.
At that point.
And then you were like,
because I'm the worst at some things.
Then you were like, I really got to work at everything.
Right.
I got to fix this.
I am. I'm like, let me try to bang my head up against the wall for a few more years. I already gave it 4 years.
This
fuck
was,
it.
This was, you made this realization that he was the worst at everything. How long ago?
Probably 3 months in.
3 months into the relationship.
And how long did the relationship go for?
Five years.
Two presidential administrations.
Yes.
She was like, you know, I need a new laptop. Yeah. I got a calculator, two pencils, and some gum.
Yeah.
What can I do with this?
Yeah.
I think
just
I can make
trying.
A. I think I can make a MacBook with this.
Yeah.
No.
I couldn't get on the internet.
I mean, the interesting thing about Tracy is very smart.
Yeah.
She's very intelligent. She even broke this down. So it's not even like. We're breaking her down going, Tracy, you deserve better. She's like, I know.
I'm self-aware.
Very aware. I definitely deserve better.
Yeah.
Now, but not willing to pull the trigger.
Not willing to pull the trigger.
Okay, but I will
say
this.
When do you see an Italian that doesn't win it, not willing to pull the trigger? Am I right?
Yeah.
Hey,
boom!
All right, so now we're just being racist.
My dad
all
just got asked to do People's Court, by the way. with Judge Millian.
Oh, about his thing?
I call her Judge Bullion.
Christina Milian?
Doesn't he get paid
he
either
get
way?
Paid, but he goes, my reputation. I go, you don't got no
you
reputation.
You don't got a fucking reputation.
Chicken Milanese?
Chicken Milanese. Judge Moulinian, whatever.
Oh my God! I don't think you're allowed to say. No? I feel like Dante might be able to say that. I don't think
what,
you can say that.
Chicken Moulinian.
Yeah.
Chicken Moulinian.
Chicken Moulinian.
That's eggplant. Eggplant.
Chicken Moulinian is fried chicken, my friend.
Oh, it is.
Well,
no,
I mean,
kind
of. Some people might say that.
Forget it.
I'm not allowed to say that.
Did I just
so
get canceled in Italy? Is that what I did?
Yeah, you did.
Oh boy.
More in Jersey.
Listen, when the political correctness movement hits Italy in
2057. Tell your dad to get paid. He'll get paid.
Wait, what's going on with your dad?
My reputation. I think he missed a wedding gig that he was supposed to do by mistake.
Is your dad a wedding DJ?
Oh, he's a wedding videographer.
Oh, God, I wish he was a wedding DJ.
I wish he was a wedding DJ, too. But he wasn't.
I could be one of the hype dancers. That was like my dream job. You know
what? To go
bar mitzvah to bar mitzvah?
In my neighborhood, it was sweet 16 to sweet 16.
Oh, okay. And this is the dance.
Oh, so they want to sue him.
They
want to sue him. Man, I don't know if I would do that.
They are suing him.
Oh, they're suing him anyway.
Okay,
so
he should do it, though, because you know what?
The they pay it.
They pay it.
I
even
agree.
If you lose, they pay it.
I agree, but apparently his
and also maybe he could plug the podcast.
Yeah.
That's true. I would.
Do you think he could wear a man's school 202
shirt? He absolutely could. I'll get him a jacket and put the logo on the back.
They're going to be like, sir, can you take your jacket off before we start
I cannot.
This?
I cannot. I will
not
do it.
I'm not guilty.
I love this.
But anyway, I'm sorry. That's a side. I'm going to try to convince him to do the people's
court. No, tell him to do it. I think they fly you out to LA, right?
No, I think they're doing it in via Zoom right now for some reason.
Oh, that's even better. You don't even have to travel.
Oh, so he could do that.
Anyway, that was just Italian.
He could do it from the studio now. Give me the keyboard.
You the password?
No, you just never
you know
put
what
it in right.
You could do, if they're doing it from Zoom, make his Zoom background an ad for the podcast.
That's true, too.
I'd be like, oh, I don't know. This is just my wall.
Tracy, you don't think they figure that out by now on the People's Court? That they know that people are going to try that?
Everyone has their Instagram handle.
Yeah, they know how to do that.
So, but now, Harry, were you aware that she called me? You didn't know she called me.
At what point did you call Dante?
In the bathtub. I think I was in the bathtub. Was I in the bathtub?
You didn't even tell me.
I think you heard the splashing.
I would have. If I would have, I would have said something.
I definitely called you from the bathtub before.
Nothing like a little clean fun. You know what I mean? On FaceTime. Am I right?
Yeah. Why not? Dante insists on it. I do this with everybody.
You don't have a sausage.
Eye contact.
I give better advice when you have no clothes on. Yeah.
You don't have a sausage in that water swimming around, huh? So
she called. When did you call Dante? Well, I did not know this.
This is what I mean. This is what
I mean.
This is why you don't talk to
times.
Me anymore.
This is ridiculous. I'm gonna fix that. I'm gonna call you every
day. No.
The number
sorry.
Of missed calls, by the way. Not talking to you, by the way. Just to throw this out there, Dante's not including the times I call him up. He goes, "Yo, dog, I'm on with the bank. I'll be right back." And then I don't hear from him for 15 days.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, something bad happened.
He's right.
Or the number of times he goes, "Hey, hold on one second." He puts me on hold, and then we both forget. I'm like fixing.
But
you know,
he does it to me too.
You fix shelves?
I never leave you on as long
as
you
need.
No,
wait.
But you do. You'll be like, "Yo, I'm right again in such and such."
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I go, "Yeah, fuck it."
Yeah.
Like, not. It's not like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Let's not make it like it's hostile.
Yeah, you
like
guys are
I'm
great
it's not
communicators.
Hostile. I love
very good communicators.
I love talking to Dante.
You fix.
I'll fix that. Don't you
fix
worry.
Shelves
you
and stuff like
every
you
day.
Do housework.
I
like
do
that?
Housework. Yeah,
that's very nice. That is very nice.
See, that's I speak Tracy a little
Tracy,
bit.
Tracy, I do shelves.
Do you do sheetrock?
I can. It's, I,
you
we,
choose
not,
not to.
It's not
but
worth
I would,
the effort.
I would hire. Yeah. For, uh-huh. Like, if you needed sheetrock, I'd...
But you know how.
I could do it, yeah.
But
it's
it
just
hard.
Would take... You know, like, if you hire a dude that does...
Sure.
This is an old thing that old-timer said to me.
A drywall kind of guy, yeah.
He said to me, do what you do.
Yeah.
You tell jokes, tell your jokes.
Right.
Pay a guy to do sheetrock.
If you specialize in everything, you specialize
in
nothing.
Enough.
Now, there's two... Oh, there you go. Now, there's two reasons, Tracy. It's either, so you know how to fix holes in the wall. That's one way.
It's mostly doorknobs.
Mostly doorknobs. Doorknobs I know how to fix.
I don't
have
them anymore.
I could fix those. Okay. Yeah. Or, Tracy, we need to help Tracy.
You know, I was just always trying to close the door and just, be alone.
And then somebody didn't want that.
Not
so they were pulling on the other end of the doorknob.
Not took them, but just forced forced the doorknob.
Would rip them. Oh, yeah. In an apartment, maybe they're not the best doorknobs. So right.
They're very good doorknobs. Perhaps they're actually very good doorknobs.
They're very good doorknobs, but the only time this guy ever used his strength, apparently, was to rip the doorknobs. Never to fix
anything. Never to do a sheetrock.
Never to do sheetrock or pick up plates, but when it came to doorknobs, he was Andre the Giant.
Lots of doorknobs. Yeah. Wow. Everything's good.
So, this is the thing,
I love Tracy so much. This bothers me because Tracy's very sweet and deserves better.
Thank you.
But the problem
is
Tracy's biggest enemy is Tracy Carnazzo.
I was just going to say that the problem with Tracy is Tracy doesn't believe.
I unproblemed myself.
She doesn't believe.
We got a pimp her relationship.
She does not believed that she deserved better.
Yeah.
And so she constantly, and this is something that I say all the time. You look, if there's an abusive situation or an unhappy situation, somebody victimizes you.
Yeah.
They can only victimize you once.
Right.
Second time you're signing up for it.
Yes. This is where the self-aware went out the window a little bit. And I wasn't sure what was happening. You know, when your entire house is on fire, I don't know where the fire is coming from anymore. I just feel hot. So I don't really know. Yeah, I think that's what. But I do believe it now.
You can see the fire.
No, you can't see anything.
No, you can't.
Lots of smoke. Everything's very. I can't see anything.
No, not Tracy.
I just felt like I couldn't breathe. But everything was fine.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
And you just made a nice Parmesan, chicken Parmesan.
The racist stuff about Italian, it's like really just hurting my feelings.
No, I don't buy that at all. I don't buy that at all.
It's making me hungry.
First of all. Tracy is legendary. Her food is
it brings the boys to the yard.
Yeah.
JC will. My boy Reggie used to do this thing where this chick was
The turkey lady, the roast lady.
Yes,
yeah.
She would cook everything.
Yeah,
she would go like, "I got turkey. I'm tell your cousin.
You made it to
I'm cooking. I got a turkey and I did some baked ham. I did a London broil, some meatloaf and some hot links." Macaroni and cheese, some garlic string beans and stuffing, candy yams.
It was Thanksgiving every day.
No,
it was like March.
I was like, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get your cousin here. And he would go over there, she would feed him, and then soon as he would go to sleep, she would take his clothes and then wash his clothes, and then somehow the dryer wasn't working.
That's sexual assault.
Is that really?
I'm just throwing that out there.
Fair enough. I guess if a dude did that.
Yeah, it would not be great.
You'd be like,
oh, you're going to wash my clothes? Oh, I can't have them back?
No, it's still wet. I won't have you leave in damn clothes.
I will wrap myself in a blanket and run into the street.
Yeah.
Or stay and eat.
Probably
back
not.
Then it was good, clean fun, apparently.
Yeah.
When women
very
do it,
clean.
It's good, clean fun.
That's great.
But so
shout out to Bottles and James Wine Coolers.
Did you say Bottles and James?
Bartles. Oh, Bartles.
I liked it better
you
when
know
I thought
Bartles?
You said, I know Bartles.
Bartles and James, yeah.
This
only comes in 4-packs.
Oh, jeez. That's
all you needed.
Yeah, but you can switch the flavors.
That's
you
true.
You can do it. It depends on what bodega you're at.
Oh, okay. Unless you're at with a real asshole.
Yeah.
No switching.
Yeah. And you're like, I didn't. It just came like this.
It just came with one raspberry.
In my grocery store, there's a sign by the eggs, and it says, no switching eggs, we're watching. I'm like, first of all, who's switching eggs? Second of all,
if they're cracked, I guess you would switch the eggs.
How about just get a different container? There's 4 million cartons of eggs.
Not
right
in
there.
My bodega. There's only
no,
two.
No, this is a grocery store.
This is a grocery store?
This is like a full
you said
supermarket.
Bodega. Bodega, there's only two
cartons.
Dozen eggs.
In my grocery left store, or right. Though, that's what the sign says. And it makes me so paranoid to walk
Well, you
want to
know what happened.
I do want to know what happened.
Because they didn't put that up. That's not at every
place. I'm going in there. Tell me where I'm going to switch
I'm going
to
take pictures. Maybe I'll FaceTime you guys. We can go in together.
Nice.
I'm going in there. I'm going with a bullhorn. I'm switching motherfucking eggs.
What are you going to do about it? Who's watching?
Who's watching? I got a mask on. So this you were unaware.
I was unaware that Tracy had contacted you.
When did we talk? About a week ago? 2 weeks ago?
Probably like 2 months ago. But yeah.
Could have been two
months. It was a while ago. I'm not going to lie to you. It was a while ago. It was probably at least 6 weeks ago.
This is what I'm talking about. Dante does not have
There's
good sense
no,
of time.
Whatever. It was yesterday. And
yo, for hours on the phone every day.
In my defense, I don't really fuck with time, yo. I don't believe in it.
Right. No, I know. I get it.
I'm believing.
Oh, Kyrie Irving's next statement. That is not far off from anything Kyrie Irving would say.
Yeah, I don't believe in that
I'm
either.
Not in the time.
Yeah. I'm
just not and even Aaron Rodgers is gonna say, "I believe in time, but he don't have a watch."
Yeah. Right.
That dude.
Jesus. So she called you up. What did she ask
call
you?
Call me, and she called me.
I was unaware of.
She called me
not
just to thank me, really.
I did.
She called me just to say you were right about everything.
Yes, for all the years.
All the years that you've been
years
telling
down the road.
Me.
I was laying in the bathtub, and every conversation we
like
ever
that.
Had for the last
like
5 years came rushing back to me.
Yeah.
And I remember us standing in a comedy club, and I was like, hey, let me just run this by you. Is this weird? And you're like, oh, that's very not good. Tracy, this is very not good. And I was like, I think it's fine. And then
I remember what you said. I
think it was that he wouldn't acknowledge that we were together.
Oh.
And you were like, oh, that's not a great sign.
No.
And
that's...
I was like, I think he's just shy.
You did say.
Yeah.
Tracy has her shy. her inner justifying voice is the same as a mother justifying her child who has like been arrested.
My pops used to do that when I would get fucked up grades, though.
Yeah.
You come from a great family and husband, with a father and a mother. Of course they're going to you come in with cologne on and as I used to say, wear my father's Brute by Fabergé.
Were you in kindergarten?
Come in clean and smelling good and these teachers, they're jealous of you.
They're jealous.
And I was like, yeah, that's why I didn't do my math homework.
You're right. You're right, Pops.
You are right, Pops.
They are jealous of you.
They're jealous of you because you're my father's in the same house as me. That's what it is.
I get it.
Yeah,
so I it all came rushing back to me, and then I decided that this was no longer working for me.
And that was after five years.
5 years later, it was not working for
better
me.
Glad
than,
you worked
better,
it
better
out.
Better late than never.
I'm glad you worked it out.
Just, you know,
everything at your own pace. You got everybody's got two things.
You don't want to rush into these decisions, Dante.
Right.
You know, sometimes you got to take 4 or 5 years to the exit
it's
strategy.
What I hate when people say, you know, everybody learn at their own time. No,
yeah.
That's
true.
No,
it didn't work for
that's
me
not,
for a while.
That's not true. You can listen to other people's advice. You can follow their lead because they know more than you. You don't have to reinvent algebra every time you want to do math. You could just learn it.
Or you could stay in a relationship for 5 years.
Sure.
Right, but I left him 4 years after he cheated on me for the first time
that I found out about. There you go.
No,
four
I'm
years.
Lying to you. You're that lying. Was like the third or fourth time he cheated. But that's neither here nor there.
Her relationship was like the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Did he really? Did he have 100%. Sex?
100%. I don't know because it's like, does he like women? I don't know.
Oh, boy.
And listen, God bless. You know what I mean? I think that that's the absolute best case scenario for me.
Is that he would be
if I was married, right? Say I'm like married 20 years, right? And I love my husband so much. And he's like, hey, listen, I'm gay. I'd be like, oh, that has nothing to do with me. That's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, you that's
still
fine.
Stay
that
married?
Has, you,
but
you
if he goes, if he goes, I'm fucking everybody, just not you.
Just not
exactly.
You. I'm
thank
definitely
you.
Into chicks.
Yes.
Just, whoa, you don't even know.
You don't even know.
Do you see
like
how it hurts different?
Super. Yes, I can see that. Super into chicks.
Right.
This guy, nothing but chicks.
Love.
You know who loves the chicks? This guy with two thumbs.
Who's got two thumbs
just
and loves chicks
you.
Except for you? This guy.
Yeah. No, I don't know if there was sex. I definitely know that there were a few... mouth kissing. There were dates. He took his coworker on a date. What a sweet girl.
Mouth kissing as opposed to
kissing on a cheek,
private kissing. Private.
I don't know where he was kissing.
Maybe
I know that there
butt
was,
kissing.
I have the thing is I went through a few weeks ago. I went through all of my screenshots in my phone. This is where it went all downhill.
Must be a hell of a folder.
And the screenshot. I was like, oh, remember when he cheated on me with her? Oh yeah, those are the texts. Oh, remember when he cheated on me with her? Oh my God, remember when he cheated on me and then he told comics and then I have the screenshots of him telling the comics and bragging about cheating on me? Mm. Oh man, remember when he never paid me rent? Oh, I have the screenshots of me begging him for $40 a week.
Oh,
yeah,
Jesus.
And it's like, ouch. But everything's good now though. Like I feel...
Probably not.
No, I do. I gotta tell you, I feel so much better.
Yeah, well, we knew that.
You should.
Yeah.
I mean,
didn't
was...
know that, though, but I didn't know it. As much as you,
you
guys
didn't
told...
know what?
I
that
didn't
you would
know
feel
it.
Better
yeah.
about this?
I didn't.
Oh, jeez.
I thought it was just going to get
what about
worse
the time
worse.
We said you will feel so much better?
I didn't believe you.
Oh, okay.
Because we had broken up two times before
I was just lying to you.
It's not that I was, you were just lying. It's just that I am very different from everyone. See, this is my
special.
No, okay, no, but I have a superiority complex, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that
she's
my...
saying that sarcastically. Like,
I'm not.
Someone.
I'm really not. Like, oh, if I had a child, this
withdrawn.
Is what I always say.
Motion
if I had
withdrawn.
A child, mm-hmm. I would let everyone know about the birth of my child, and I would talk like no one's ever birthed a child before, mm-hmm. and I did the best job ever. Mm-hmm. Like, because that's how I feel sometimes. So I feel like my pain, like you guys could never feel pain the way I feel pain.
Mm.
Ever, because like my pain
say,
is so much worse.
When you say that, you don't go, what the, in your mind, when you yeah. hear that out loud, you don't go, what the fuck am I talking about?
Sure, but that's where I'm self-aware, but not well.
So you just make it okay. You
yeah.
just make it all okay.
Right. But now I feel very good. Now I believe you guys. Now I actually do believe that I deserve better, where I used to tell you it, like, oh, I know I deserve better, but I didn't feel it, and now I feel it.
You don't believe it. What made
I believe
you
it.
Believe it?
Okay, so, long story short, there was a documentary that Vice did on me, and it was about my OCD, and this was before COVID ever hit, so they did this, and then it came out during COVID, and all of the comments on the video were like, oh man, she's fat, and it wasn't about that, it was just about COVID, you know, about germs.
Right.
And everyone's like, oh, she's fat, she's a pig. She's fat. And it's like, oh, hello. Does anyone want to make fun of my OCD?
They
no,
don't even
no one
fun.
Did. They did not even watch the
they
video.
They just ignored that.
They probably watched it on mute. And they're like, oh, this girl's fat. And I felt not good.
Okay.
Not good.
That wouldn't make you feel like
did not feel
that
good.
Not feel,
when millions yeah. of people are calling you
I don't know,
fat.
Like, I don't like how you're explaining that to me. Like, just so you know. Didn't feel good.
Did not feel. I did not feel
You'd be
well.
Surprised. It did not.
So I didn't
my,
know what to do. I reached
esteem.
Out to some friends, and I got connected with this woman who is a weight neutral health coach, and she
explain that
body positivity.
Okay,
kind of just like you know
horseshit. All right.
It's not horseshit though right. because it's therapy. It's self esteem shit.
Yeah,
it's,
but
it has nothing to do
listen,
with that. Look. Intuitive eating. Yada yada yada. So I
intuitive
eating is like basically that diet culture is killing us all because we're dieting, we're gaining more weight after we go off a diet. It's just you know
cyclical.
It's terribly
a cyclical.
And then
there's a lot with that. You're also battling the FDA and what is allowed in foods that
yeah.
shouldn't be allowed.
So there's
in
a
foods,
whole
yeah.
thing around that.
Sure.
Intuitive eating.
Correct.
There's a book. Obviously, it's more complex than what I'm telling you. But like you eat until you're full, and then you just
don't eat anymore.
Anymore. You kind of like listen to your body instead
right,
of being
right.
like, you know, all right, well, you know, this is how many Weight Watchers points that I have to eat 3 slices of turkey and like 12 beans. And then I'm like, oh.
Now, does that work
even...
that you just eat till you're full? And
yes.
Then, okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you do it correctly, yeah, it does. I mean, it's like teaching you how to be a person. Mm-hmm. Like, oh.
Right.
And not using food for all these other
yeah.
things.
Yeah. Just like do stuff.
Enough.
Right.
Eat what you want.
But here's what I, you know.
But it was more of the self-esteem issues that she worked on with me. It wasn't so much that.
Right.
And I think through that I realized like, wow, he's a terrible person and that has nothing to do with me.
Absolutely mm-hmm. correct. Yeah.
But I never thought that. I always thought like, okay, well, he's not nice to me because I'm overweight. You know, he's not nice to me because I'm fat. He's not.
You
like,
thought
I don't,
that.
Absolutely.
100%. Was that a cognitive thought in your head?
Very much.
Okay. Well, because people in day-to-day society aren't necessarily nice to you when you're overweight. Or
yeah.
they're less polite.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
People are not nice to me.
Hmm?
Yeah.
People are not nice to me all the time.
Sure.
But it's because they're dickheads.
Right. But
I
it
mean,
has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the way they treat people.
It has
people.
To do with other people.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Without a doubt.
But it's still.
But
is...
it's there. From a weight standpoint, it is there. You do notice the kind of the different way people treat you or whatever,
yeah.
little bits
that's
here and there.
Everybody.
That's going to be everybody. Yeah.
That's right. Everybody in the. Listen, if you're a skinny, pretty little girl, then people expect you to be confident and you have these insecurities and you're not allowed to say you're.
Right,
you're,
but that's almost like. I'm going to argue with you on that. That's almost like saying, like, you know, well. Everyone's discriminated against. That's a little All Lives Matter-y.
Okay,
coming from
fair
you.
Enough. But I'm saying you have. I mean, everybody has a thing.
Sure.
There's a thing.
But,
and the way that they're affected by it is based on their own self-image and how they deal with their personal stuff.
Okay.
But I totally understand what you mean, but there is a fat-shaming kind of... Yeah, absolutely.
And there's also the real treatment. So what I think, she's getting at, which I kind of agree with, is sometimes you deal with that in other aspects.
Yeah.
So you think, like she was saying, that, oh, the reason he doesn't like me is because I'm overweight, because these other people... comedy bookers and agents and things like that who also let you know that you're overweight.
Well, I mean, society lets you know that this is not unacceptable. I mean, everyone, you look at a fat person, you're like, well, what are you doing about it?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being like, oh, I think she's okay.
And then you got people who are pieces of garbage. Shout out to Jeff Singer, who people go, oh, he's fine. And he's a dirtbag 100%.
I mean, my ex used to let me know that he thought I was fat. But the weird thing was, it was like, I was this weight when you met me.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't gain 100 pounds.
Yeah.
So I'm just like kind of confused.
Why did we even do
this? Why did this turn?
Right.
Why are you here?
Well, initially, did he pursue you initially?
He did.
And what was his take on that when he was pursuing you? Like, what was his attitude towards
weight? Oh, he was nice to me when he was pursuing me. It's as soon as he got in that he was like, you know, this is a secret. We can't tell anyone.
You do understand why that is. Do you understand why that is?
Tell me why.
It's because it's his own. Whenever you get a situation, I've seen this hundreds of times. A guy will pursue a woman on a level where she will literally, he will do everything for her. Like,
I mean, I don't know about all that.
But I mean, he'll take out all stops to get you.
Right.
Whatever
he
takes
took out
to
no stops, but and, he was
and,
nice.
And
he did the bare minimum.
He literally did the bare minimum.
And you were in a position where that's all you required was
exactly.
You were a minimum wage pickup.
I was.
Right. But here's the thing about any of this.
Regardless,
is that
though.
In this situation where you get guys who pursue, and then when you go, okay, I like you, I'm going to give you this chance. What you're really saying to them is that you're good enough.
Yeah.
Right? But they already feel as though they're not good enough.
Right.
And so the fact that you think that they're worthy when they don't think that they're worthy, then ultimately, if I know that I'm not, if I know I ain't shit, and you like me even though I know that I'm not shit, what he says in his mind, he has to quantify that, which is there must be something wrong with you.
Oh, there was.
Because, there's something wrong with you because you like me.
Yeah.
But I'm saying this is before the abuse and all
but
that stuff.
He's absolutely correct. There was absolutely something wrong with me that I liked him.
Right.
He was correct.
And so he goes, but then the abuse starts to happen towards you.
That doesn't necessarily have to be the case.
But it was the case.
It was the case. But the problem is, even if it's not the case, that's still the...
The problem is also, that's not even the point. The point is, this is an internal judgment of value that he's making on himself.
Yeah.
And the fact that you like him makes him go, hey, I know I ain't shit. You think I'm worthy.
Right.
Therefore, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
And therefore, now you must have less value than me because you haven't even recognized that I'm not shit. And the reason why most of the time people don't think this shit, it comes from a lot of times it comes from their parents. They haven't lifted them up and shown them that there is what their value is, and they go with this low self-esteem. They pursue you with the vigor of trying to get you because if I just get this person who I think is better than me, and then when they like you, they go, oh, you liked me.
Right.
I didn't think I would deserve
this. I thought you were
better
than that.
You're better than that. Exactly.
I think that a lot of it comes from past relationships. I mean, I had a very long line of men that disrespected me. But that's on me, though. And I do see that now. Like, now that
I'm
out of
it. You also understand it. Like, when we were talking before, you were talking about your mom being delusional and not really.
Yeah, but I think that's an Italian mother kind of thing. It's like, everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's fine.
Yeah, but you can't. You don't.
I picked up on it for sure. Yeah,
but I don't go. It's an Italian mother thing. Do you know what I mean?
I get it, but it is kind of.
I
like
get it
the
culturally.
Way.
Yeah, I get it culturally.
It is the way. Like, you don't talk about anything that's wrong.
I counsel a lot of Indian dudes.
Right.
They have Indian dudes have some of the roughest time with women because, first of all, they're culturally, they don't respect women.
Sure.
Secondly, when they start to they're in America where you just can't have your mother set you up and then beat your wife till
right.
you
that's so nice.
Yeah. beat your wife into submission, then and you actually have to have a personality, then they can't.
Right.
So they don't really learn the social dynamics of things, and it's a very immigrant kind of way. Also, you find this problem with immigrants in general, all immigrants. Immigrants that come to this country a lot of time are on survival mode.
Sure.
There's no real self-actualization of your happiness. I mean, this is a fairly new concept.
Sure.
My dad was born in 1920 during Jim Crow. Like, so how does he become a highly progressive individual?
Right, it's kind of like, hey, are you alive? Then good.
Yeah, as long as you didn't die. And like, motherfucker, right. I'm drinking from separate water fountains, and you want to be an artist?
It's like the
you want to juggle. What that, the fuck?
That yeah. story that they say I walked to school uphill both ways.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
with no shoes.
Exactly. During a snowstorm.
Yeah, during a snowstorm.
Even in the summer.
12 miles.
Yes. Yeah, that. I mean, I get that. I am learning that I cannot do that anymore. But I think I cracked the code. I have it all figured out. You heard it here first.
Figured it out. I cracked the code. I'm going to hate when Tracy does her relationship podcast.
Woman School 303.
And then she's on the Wendy Williams show with her book.
She's going to call it Gas School.
Yeah, Gas School.
I like that. 303. Very specific.
I think you have to also, you have to have a philosophy behind it, like a principle behind
yeah.
it. Because once you have a, I always say that your principles and your philosophy behind your life is sort of like, it's like if you buy like your DVD player, mm-hmm. the directions. Now, we all know how to set the clock pretty much. You hold a button, maybe you hold it for 5 seconds, maybe clicking five, whatever the fuck it is. But each directions has specific directions to do certain mm-hmm. things that you can't do unless you read the directions. And when you have a philosophy, you can always refer back to those same things to kind of test, am I along the line? So one of the things that I say is you know, that we use ACE, which is authenticity, credibility, tell the truth, say what you mean what you say, and give a fuck about what other people think. So it's interesting because I've had, you know, like I was talking about this the last show. I talked about it a little bit, but so I sent my wife to England with the baby, and then she decided she didn't want to come back.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So wow. I probably shouldn't have started that now.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So yeah, sorry, but she decided she didn't want to come back.
Is she from England?
Yes, she's from England. Okay.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
So she was literally like, she didn't really make many friends when she was here, and then it became this whole thing about socialization and so on. But it wasn't that. It was a validation, in my opinion. It was a validation from friends who she had, who thought of her highly at the time when they were young, and you know, like in the, and so now she has, you know, she missed that kind of friendship validation. And what you understand at 50 years old is you don't have 20. There's no such thing as having 20 friends. They're not your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And as time goes on and life goes on, the context of what you perceive friendship in, and people move on and they move out of your life, and everybody has their own life that they're living. They're not happy that you're here. That all that shine wears off. So I've had a lot of people fans of mine who basically said, man, you've helped so many dudes. You helped so many people. You deserve better. And just when I think, you know, you could learn everything, you know, you end up in this shitty situation where you're separated from your son. And one of the things that I say is having the principle and the philosophy doesn't stop bad things from happening.
Sure.
What it does do is it helps you
recover,
to
and
cope,
adapt,
mm-hmm. adapt, and yeah. understand yeah. it, yeah. and then not take it really personal sure. about what it is. And so, as long yeah. as I go back to truth and credibility, know that I've done everything that I could do. Know that I was kind and generous and civil, and that I was a good husband and a good father. You can't,
absolutely.
You yeah. can't degrade me.
Sure.
So when you start saying like, I was told you didn't do anything for us, but you can't really walk around in London with an $800 stroller,
right?
And then go.
If you didn't do anything. Like, I feel like Harry should have picked the phone up.
I did, but he wasn't calling as much.
Apparently,
I picked up,
you missed a lot.
First of all,
I'm just telling him.
That's what I'm saying.
I do pick
He's
up.
He's like,
the
I
phone.
Did. I missed 400 of your calls
no,
this week.
Well, he actually helped because it was so much. There was so much luggage. He had to help me bring
yeah,
the luggage.
Yeah.
Right. And he even said to me, "I don't think she's coming back." I don't think she's
yeah.
coming back.
I literally did. I go, bro. This is heavy shit. Yeah. I mean, I was lift. I know what heavy clothing is.
It was $500 overweight for the
right.
for the
yeah.
stuff.
It was just gold bars.
But I said, what did I say to you? I said, I'm not willing to hold her hostage.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
If this is what
if
her
she
decision,
does, if she goes, she goes. I can't.
But this is the fucking with me is the best deal you're ever going to get.
Yeah.
Right.
Like especially the fact that you have my child. You are going to experience the greatest yeah. access of resources that you ever, kindness and resources that you ever could. And I know that because there's an active part that I play in that. It's very, very thought out. Like, so even when this happened and I've mentioned it to people, everybody wants to give me advice and I go, You have no idea that I've looked at this.
I've already done that.
100
right.
different angles.
Right, but see, you're in a situation where, like, you know, you're married, you have a kid. Like, I feel like that's, like, a complicated situation that, like, I
it's
don't.
It's really not.
There's more on the line.
It's really not.
Say, hold on. I would say this. You tolerated more than you would have if there was no kid.
Which was the emotional
said.
Part of it. And,
right.
and but let's,
it's not just emotional. You have a son. You have
no,
to be
but
responsible.
It was emotional, and I'll tell you why. Yeah.
Okay.
We say this. So back to the same principles. Uh-huh. Like, we have worked these principles out so extensively that it's foolproof.
Right.
Yeah. Like, so what do we say about emotions? Never make decisions based on emotions. You never make a good decision on emotion. At very best, you will get lucky.
Can't let emotion have a seat at the table.
Can't let emotion have.
No.
So here's because of my son, because this little dude looks like me and he's part of me, I was making decisions out of emotion. I was being tolerant. I wasn't
sure.
more tolerant than I would. And I'm still pretty clear about the boundaries, but I definitely bent my boundaries that I was.
Yeah.
Whereas if I had followed the principles, so I'm even susceptible. In full transparency, one of the things that I think why my fans follow me is because there is full transparency.
Yeah.
Everything that I've learned through my own mistakes, I'm teaching them. This is what I went
yeah.
through, and this is, and if I had followed the principles, removed the emotion, the actions would have been able. Her actions would have been easier to interpret, and I would have made different decisions the whole time.
I get that.
And if you don't, you end up
sure and,
shitty.
And I think that what I've taken from you is, you know, what you've talked about, like as far as the non-negotiables and stuff like that. I'm not really looking to date right now. I'm kind of just hanging. I guess if something comes along, then I would consider it. But at the same time, like, I am not, I guess, desperate, right? So I don't feel that,
no.
like, you know, ache. Like, you know, if you and I are talking and then you never call me again. Like, you know, maybe
right.
in the past that would have hurt my feelings. And now I'm like, oh, I literally don't care. And it takes away so much power from men for me that, you know, I don't care. I mean, eventually I hope that I meet someone that I care about. But as far as, like, interactions with, like, guys on online dating. I mean, the first time you say something that turns me off, like, I'm just not going to talk to you anymore.
Right,
I don't
right,
care.
Right.
You know, a lot of women my age, a lot of my friends, they're online dating, and they get upset. They get ghosted. Mm. And I'm like, it's a stranger from the internet.
But the reason why they
why are you talking to someone enough to develop a connection with them before you've met them?
Because they've already given these people the power of giving them this validation.
Right, and that's what I don't feel that anymore.
Well, and that's good.
Let's go over to Patreon.
Yeah, we're going to go to Patreon. It's
we're going to keep talking about
we're going to talk about dig into this deep.
And also, a lot of the... I think we talked a lot more about the... If you guys want to hear about a little more detail what went down with the marriage and the baby, we did talk, I think, a lot more on the Patreon.
A little bit.
We talked a little bit more on the live show about it, a lot of that was on the Patreon. So that's go to patreon.com/manschool.
And I got a lot of guys who hit me up and apologies.
Yeah,
and man, I'm sorry
like,
you
hey,
didn't. They just
Dante
hit me up. Outpour.
Hope he's doing well.
Well, but I'm actually doing well. I mean, not to say I don't miss my son, but I don't. But let's do this. Plug your stuff.
All right.
And then we'll go on into the Patreon.
Well, I appreciate that. You guys need to follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, and on Twitter at Trixie2Zini, TRIXIETUZZINI. I have 3 podcasts right now, all trash talk, reality TV. I have 90 Day Fiancé trash talk, Teen Mom trash talk, and Catfish trash talk. But you could follow me on social media and find out about all that stuff.
Cool. Harry.
All my stuff, follow my social media as well, at Harry Turjanian. That's where all my stuff is going to be.
Follow me on the gram, one-on-one consultations. Y'all know how to get it, DanteNero.com. Click on consult. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted, and I am excited. I appreciate y'all. Yo, I love y'all. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube, Instagram, all that good shit. Thank you. Thank you. I love y'all, man. I love y'all for the support, too. Let's go behind the Patreon and get it in. Later. We are out. Man School 202 is created by Dante Nero, hosted by Dante Nero, with Harry Turjanian and Andre D. Thompson, produced by Harry Turjanian, executive producers Matt Kleinschmidt, Harry Turjanian, and Dante Nero.